Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Steve C., who is an executive coach and leadership trainer at Elevate Up Inc. Steve, for 20 years now at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Yeah, you got it, brother. I mean, the biggest example of what I do, if anybody's watched the series Ted Lasso, a great series on Apple Plus, that's probably the best representation of what I do. You know, it's funny because there's a lot of words you said in there, executive coaching. I certainly do leadership training. And one of the biggest new expansions of my work is organizational development, which is really just getting inside companies and helping them from small to large figure out what the heck's going on and how to help them move forward. And so my work as a coach sprang forth from being a therapist first, and it kind of expanded into coaching over time. But I have enough mentors that spoke that into me. It became more natural versus a therapist. Like, which theory am I using today? You know, cognitive behavioral, family systems. Coaching was just straight up, how can I help you today? How can I add max value to your life? And it was like, man, that came so much more natural. So about 11 years ago now, I started my company, and it's been a rich ride. You'll see behind me, that's actually Mount Rainier. I'm climbing that with a couple of my clients, a couple great leaders in medicine. And one of the reasons that I got into what I do now is because you heard a lot about EAP programs, right? They have great employee assistance programs, helping people through stress, through high stakes, high pressure environments, which is where you and I step into, right, Mark? And so for me, I like to take people out in the woods. Sometimes I take leaders out places like Rainier this year. I take people out in Moab, and we go whitewater rafting, hiking out in Yosemite with a group of people from all different leaders from different walks of life. Because a lot of times we're in these, you know, in these environments corporately where we don't get out of our office enough to figure out who we are and also how to experience life differently. And so those are some of the things that's birthed over the last decade or more about what I do. And so it's always hard to explain sometimes because my group calls me, a lot of the clients that know me call me the Sherpa. And I go, just don't tell me that in the Himalayas. They might, you know, that'll be profoundly an insult and they might come after me. So I go mental Sherpa, right? So, but that's what I do. It's kind of helping people climb that second mountain in their life, kind of helping them rise higher. That's why you hear the word elevate up. You know, it's just so true to helping each of us, but I go with them. That's the big part in my coaching role. I don't just sit there, hey, you do your work and I won't do mine. It's very much, I'll climb, you climb, let's climb together. And that's why you see that picture behind me to remind myself that I'm also too needing to show up to practice, not just clients. And we show up together. And that's a big part of the work that I do. Now, fast forward that into just some of the work that I've been doing. There's this word called trusted advisor, right? And it was a good example of what I bring in. So my background in therapy, my background in consulting, but the coaching kind of a combo, I mean, really a combination of all those, more of an eclectic approach to whatever the organization and leaders need. Whether it's on an individual basis of the leader that's maybe emerging leader that's growing, somebody that's been in leadership for a while but has some stuck points they need to get past, or working with teams and groups that are working through challenges and opportunities all the same. But it's different in whatever it takes to help them move. Sometimes it's coaching. Sometimes it's listening more from like more of a counseling, like they just want to be heard. Sometimes that kind of almost like you heard talk therapy. It was like talk coaching, taking them out and let's go for a walk. Let's get outside. Let's get some vitamin D. And so I'll walk with leaders in there. And then also, you know, with the consulting piece, of course, when people get stuck and they need some help getting there, help growing, help making changes. If I could share some examples, for instance, just so make it real for the audience there, Mark, is I just got done working with three vastly different organizations. One of them was KPMG. They have a wonderful training facility in they call it the Lake House Orlando. I thought it was like cruise ship on land, man. This thing, phenomenal facility. for training per they're training their staff. I got the privilege and honor of serving them.
Wow.
And we're talking about influencing key stakeholders, these emerging leaders that are young managers and upcoming that want to learn how to have ability to speak well, ability to have to take ownership, ability to how to have that conversation, right? How to have conversation with those that are often hard to deal with, right? So maybe there's sometimes conflict resolution, but sometimes it's just step leaning into instead of avoiding situations that demand what we'd call leadership. And leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, right? It's not title, degree, education. Those help, but really it's our influence. And so I was there talking about how do we step in as a key stakeholder that we have, how do we step in with the power that we have with our strengths, talents, abilities, our purpose. And then got done working with the Army actually just last week, Army National Guard, my wonderful friend who's just put on 06, Colonel, wonderful leader. And he had me coming in because, again, working with leaders that some had been in for 4 decades. Met a guy who was 44 years all the way down to 6 years. Dealing with things like resiliency. There was a lot of things that come up. You might call it defeatism or nothing's going to change around here, or it's their fault, not mine. And so I step in as a leadership coach, really, in that sense of how can I help them lead under pressure better? There's a term that I use called neutral thinking for your audience that might have heard that, or if you haven't, it's really come from the standpoint, instead of just positive psychology, sometimes positive thinking is like, oh, just wish happy thoughts and it all will go away. When in reality, it's just stepping in and saying, okay, how can I not let emotions and feelings ride the show? How can I get back into just saying, what can I do to take a step forward? So I was in there working with that, a different culture, the military setting, helping kind of spark a sense of opportunity once again for those that maybe lost hope that things can change. And then coming back from working with a wonderful company called Paragon Products, they work with manufacturing for train and fuel pump systems. Wonderful group of leaders. But I co-facilitated with one of their own because I believe in creating ambassadors within companies, right, Mark? And ambassadors that they have create their own creative abilities, their own ability to innovate. I don't have to bring something from the outside always. It's a lot of times reminding them of who they are and what they have as an opportunity. And we trained on this idea of leader standard work, creating their own kind of standard operating procedure to help them guide through things like time management, priority management issues. I go, wow, this is totally workable, especially from one of their own. So that's been my latest work is helping organizations tap into their own resources, their own abundance, and helping them to work through whatever it is from small to large issues, right? And so that's some of the work that I do. And the biggest thing with leaders and me, I would say, if you were to ask me what some of the differences that I do, I always help leaders lead themselves first. How they take care of themselves, their mind, their body, their spirit, the things that they put in their body, nutrition, sleep, exercise. I take those very seriously. As you could tell, I won't be ready for Rainier with these other leaders that are dependent on me if I don't wake up and say, let me do practice my reps first, as well as asking my clients and companies to come along with me in that. So that's a big, big piece there is being willing to lift my own weights and then spot others, not lifting their weights, spotting them to be able to grow further. So it really becomes for me, Mark, is you when you match people and processes, you get a really amazing result from that, from individual to teams to culture. And I've really seen that and I get front row seats with popcorn, buddy. That's how we have the best job on the planet, don't we, Mark? And
100%.
it's a real honor to be in that. And I'm still growing. I still am at the infancy of what I do in my profession. And so it's just an honor to kind of be in that place where I get to partake in people's lives like
Well, Steve, honestly, we should rename this Take 50 because there's so much we could
that.
talk about, honestly. But for our audience's purpose, I mean, thank you so much for your insights in relation to helping people and organizations be their best. But before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Do have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well, Mark. Be blessed, brother.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.